lunatic. Instead of having people out here fucking, you know, maybe talk to you and learn and drink. No. If people don't fucking think the way you think, for some reason you think you can just fucking tell everybody to go fuck themselves. I'd like to see you do that, half that shit you're doing in person. You're a little fucking puke trying to flex your muscle on a CB radio. I know better. You're a fucking
puke. He's trying to tell people. She's trying to tell people something happened that doesn't, even though it's plain to see on video. Imagine that.
Oh,
that's what they do.
Jesus, I'm surprised we have a different point of view. I mean, just look at January 6th and what you see on your TV and what I see on mine. It's the same thing. Again, not worth my time. You're a loser, and you're just looking for people to engage. Well, you got me for about 3 or 4 minutes, but this is all you want. This is where you thrive. This is what you love. Is all this shit, all the aggravation you start and you attack everybody out here on the radio, telling them what they should talk about. I don't know why people put up with you. I really don't.
January 6th, I saw your stupid asshole hiding that you support, let them in the Capitol.
He's a fucking piece of shit. Always was, you know what? He's always going to be, too.
I saw your people letting them in the Capitol January
6th,
inviting them in. I saw your people invite them in the Capitol.
Always was and always will be.
Yeah, you can't even acknowledge something that happened on video. You can't even acknowledge what your eyes have seen. To try to run them over with the vehicle, everybody, and this guy is against ICE so much, he cannot accept it. Everybody hear my voice, no matter where you are across the country, across the state. He is not for ICE.
Let you keep continuing saying, I don't know what you think you're
going to
get out of that, but
I'll
carry on.
Oh, I will. So they know where you stand, because you won't say it.
Everybody knows exactly where I stand, and I'll say it again. I'm not talking to you, but I take every individual incident as that, and I'll talk and discuss it as that, any way I want, right, left, up, or down. You ain't going to tell me any different. You're nothing but a little puke. You got no sway over me. You got nothing. You're a fucking Uber driver. Go fuck yourself, living in your little bubble.
You can't say it, Jack. He can't say it because he hates ICE, Jack. Jack, always remember that. He can't say it.
Jack knows I'll say whatever the fuck I want.
Say it. Say it you hate ICE. Say it.
I'm having more fun not saying it. Watching you and listening to you.
We know where you lie. We know where you stand.
You're a fucking lunatic. What does it matter where I stand? I'm the worst guy on the planet, all right? I'll take God. That's me. I'm the worst guy on the planet. What do you want to do now, Roy?
Get rid of you.
Oh, you're trying to get rid of me. Is that it? Come on. I don't even bother you that much. A little bit here and there. But you would love it if I was out here every fucking day with you. You fucking love it. But no, you can have at it with all your fucking, your so-called friends out here that you turn on in a drop of a fucking dime.
You cannot even stand up for ICE. You're an embarrassment to the United States of America.
Oh, you want to start going down that road, you're going to get yourself in trouble now.
Scrape that flag off your arm. Scrape it off.
Yeah, at least he remembers I got an American flag tattooed on my arm for life. For fucking life. What do you do for your country? What have you done for your country? Nothing.
Surprised you don't have a Somalian flag on your arm.
You're a fucking douche. That's all you are. All you are is a fucking douche in the dirt on the floor, and you just love pulling people down in the dirt with you.
If you don't support ICE, you are dirt.
Yeah, and if you're a Democrat, you're dirt, Joe.
Yeah, because Democrats are dirt.
Oh, yeah, that goes for your best buddy, Guido, too. I was surprised last week when I found out he hates Trump and he voted for Joe Biden. And what do you say about that? Oh, yeah, he's more conservative than me. How does that even matter, Roy? At the end of the day, what matters? What person you vote for, right? So how is he any different from me, huh? Yeah, you got a fucking problem with me and you can't get me out of your fucking head. This is what probably more than half of this shit is all about. Every time
I can't get him out of my head.
Yourself,
he can't avoid his voice, Jack. He can't avoid jumping in there. He can't avoid jumping in there. Never mind about whose head is in whose head. He can't avoid it. He can't stand it.
go down. Why don't you go on a GMRS radio and talk to the little kids? That's all you talk to out there on that fucking GMRS. Again, where's your fascination with little kids that you have to get on the fucking radio?
You're jealous bastard, you.
He's a GMRS radio and talks to little kids in his neighborhood.
Oh, sure. You jealous bastard.
You're
jealous little bastard, you.
You said that's all that's out there is little kids.
Oh, sure. You jealous bastard, you.
Not jealous. That's fucking sick. That's sick. You're a ham operator, but you got a GMRS thing there, and you said it yourself. The only people that are on there are kids.
The only people on there are ham radio operators. You jealous little bastard, you.